the fifth kind.
Three words, advanced aerial threat. Who in the CIA, NSA, DIA tells at least the United States of America that we're not alone in this universe? We have never been alone in this universe.
The U.S. government really has kept that secret, not only from the American people, which is bad enough, but even kept it from itself.
The UFO community has been portrayed as conspiracy theorists and tinfoil hats, and we're crazy. And the government is now admitting that UFOs are real and disclosure is here. Suddenly, they're our friend? No.
America's defense establishment is finally admitting some of what it knows.
Click on the links in the description to watch the full documentary.
The public really does not understand, by and large, the true implications of what's going on here. And that's just because we don't have an education system anymore. We don't really have, there's no means by which people can truly become educated unless there are a very small minority of people who just naturally are curious and they want to know. Probably the people who are watching this right now. And that's about it. So what if you want genuine political action, it's got to go beyond that. There's got to be, this has got to become a public issue. And people have to understand, why should this be a public issue? Well, one reason is there's money, boatloads of money involved here. People have no idea how much money is being spent to keep this secret contained. There's money going into what's called the black budget, billions and billions and billions of dollars all the time. You have accounting systems in the government. Every now and then it comes out that trillions of dollars are unaccounted for. That doesn't mean that trillions of dollars get siphoned out necessarily, but it could. There's certainly a lot of money that's unaccounted for that goes missing. You know, it's like the checkbook doesn't get balanced and who knows where this stuff goes. And I believe, and there's good reason to believe, that a good portion of that goes into UFO secrecy. I don't think people have a sufficient appreciation yet of just what is beyond the wall here, what they're not allowed to see. Think about it. You got other beings, got some advanced technology, you got a human group that's probably in on the secret. What does all that look like? Whoa, that's a heck of an eye-opener. So I think if people were to stop and think about this, they might care a little bit more, because that's your future being held hostage right there. You're seeing society being corralled into this digital control system. We've seen it all along. How much time do we really think we've got before it's going to be too late? So we want openness on UFOs, but it doesn't have to happen like that. It could actually be a system in which, if disclosure happens, it will be completely on their terms. Because you're going to have a public that's too dumbed down, some version of idiocracy maybe, or something worse, where you have kind of Mad Max economic destruction. Like, people have too many other things to worry about. And in that kind of a situation, anything can come out and people are just not going to have the ability to question it. And they may not be able to. So our time is now. It's actually right now. And getting the word out, it's a tough one. I'm encouraged by what's happened in the last few years. Groups like To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences. I've had arguments with friends and enemies over these years about, are they a CIA op designed to, you know, create a false flag of some sort, to actually deceive us on the matter of disclosure, to pave the way for Project Blue Beam fake alien invasion, and which I don't believe. Or are they something different? Well, I don't know what all their motivations were. I mean, we're human beings. We're not angels, so there's always going to be an ulterior motive because that's just what we do. But what I look at is the result. And the result of their initiative has been shockingly to transform our public discourse in a way that I was never able to do, not any other researcher was ever able to do, not any other UFO organization was ever able to do. That's the fact. So they did something that when I look at the sum total of it all, I see this was needed, but there's so much more to go. And can we get there with the amount of time that I fear we may have left before we run out of time and we may not have this public conversation the way we think that, like, we should have. So we got to do it now. This is the time. This is no more dress rehearsal. This is it. We got to get it done.
I think that the visitors that I have seen are different from us in one respect, and it's a very important one. I don't think they're as physically dense as we are. I'm not even sure that they really live in the flow of time like we do. I once saw in a very strange experience that I can't characterize as an absolutely physical, real experience, but I can't say it was a dream either. A drawer being opened, and these dark blue figures, these bodies were in it, and they were beginning to be animated by something that, and they came to life and came out. And I thought to myself at the time, maybe they don't actually live in this level of reality at all. Maybe they're from another level of reality where there is no, for example, veil between the living and the dead, and that's why our dead are so involved with them. Because on that level, there are no humans, aliens. There are no dichotomies. It's all one thing. And we're just in the process of noticing it and being drawn into it so that this much larger level of reality will eventually embrace us too. And we will be part of it. Not that we'll be less dense or we'll be changing physically in any way, but we will have the amazing experience of living in the stream of time and where everything is always new, every moment for all of us is always new, but at the same time knowing that we are flowing through a greater reality, which is filled with intelligence, consciousness, and a compassion past understanding.
I think where we're at right now is we have thousands of people that have experienced abductions in the past decades. We have millions of people that are tuning into these ideas and studying extraterrestrials. We're getting close to a critical mass where the numbers will be so huge and overwhelming that the government will have to flip and will have to reveal what it knows. That's my hope and promise right now. And this is why I was really excited about the UAP report, is because it was bringing the subject to millions of new people. That's fresh eyes. And it's going to take fresh eyes looking at this and new perspectives in order to find the solutions that we haven't been able to find so far. And all of this ultimately goes, in my view, to raising the counter to artificial intelligence. In my view, the counter to artificial intelligence is to raise our ascension intelligence, our angelic intelligence, to begin to realize, hey, we have this capability within us organically to up-level our consciousness to the level of the avatars and the angels of ancient mystical texts. And that is the solution. That is the counter to artificial intelligence and machine intelligence, and recognizing that we can remain human at the same time we utilize this very important tool. So coming in the next 5 to 10 years, I think we're going to see a resistance to the technology. That is going to be accelerating, but more and more people are going to be turning inward and turning to their organic selves and remaining organic and recognizing that we have to harness AI as organic beings. That's the only way it's actually going to be able to work. Our ultimate goal right now is to ascend. And many people think, oh, that means I'm going to go live somewhere else. I'm going to leave this three-dimensional world and go to maybe a fifth-dimensional world. This is how some people talk about this. But in reality, ascension is really more of a quest for wholeness and holiness. It's to become more compassionate. Ultimately, it is to transmute the body. And in the example of what Buddha did, what Jesus did, Padmasambhava and others. But the call to ascension is really a call towards transforming the human race and becoming more whole, holy, and compassionate beings.
This could have been a chance to say we're going to collaborate with the representatives of the people in what is supposed to be a government of, by, and for the people.
If what they tell you is the truth, there is no need to withhold it from public.
We've entered a quantum age, making a leap not only in technology, but also in consciousness. Companies are now creating non-sentient replacement humans. They look just like you and I. That are intended for customer service and things such as that. But these neons, as they're called, could be more nefarious than that.
We're dealing with a fight. There are forces behind the scenes that doesn't want any of this information to come out.
There's still a lot of truth that has yet to be revealed.
I was one of those quote-unquote men in black, but I realize it's probably better now to be known as men in white, bringing truth to the topic.
The problem with the truth is the truth might be terrifying.
Click on the links in the description to watch the full documentary.